Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm back with the second in a special three-part series about tax deduction dangers. I want to thank iTunes for featuring this series and welcome listeners who are new Money Girl subscribers. In the first installment of this three-part series, I gave you common mistakes to avoid when claiming the mortgage interest deduction. In this episode, I'll tell you about another tax break that could put money in your pocket, job-related expenses. Remember those uniforms you had to buy or the professional dues you had to pay to keep the boss happy? Well, if you weren't reimbursed for those expenses, they could help you pay less tax. The reason you should pay attention to tax-deductible expenses is because they reduce your taxable income. The less taxable income you have, the less you'll owe Uncle Sam. Some tax deductions are subject to certain conditions, and that's the case with job-related expenses, which the IRS calls employee business expenses. You have to jump over the following two hurdles to claim them. Number one, you must file taxes on Form 1040 and itemize deductions on Schedule A. And two, you can only claim the total amount that exceeds 2% of your adjusted gross income, or AGI. For example, if you have AGI of $40,000, 2% is $800. That means only the amount of employee expenses above $800 are tax deductible. If your job-related expenses total $1,000, you could only deduct $200, not $1,000. And if your total expenses are $800 or less, you're out of luck. Additionally, there are some employee expenses that have further restrictions, and I'll cover those in just a moment. The types of expenses you can deduct for your work must be considered ordinary and necessary to perform your job or trade. But what you need to keep in mind is that they don't have to be required by your employer to be considered necessary. Here are some of the many expenses that you might be able to write off. Dues to a chamber of commerce or professional organization. Subscriptions to trade magazines or professional journals. Work clothes and uniforms, if they're required and are not suitable for everyday use. Protective clothing, like safety glasses, shoes, or hard hats. Union dues and expenses. Work-related education expenses. Licenses, regulatory fees, and occupational taxes. Medical exams required by an employer. Passport fees for a business trip. Depreciation on a computer you're required to use for your job. Tools and supplies. Travel expenses like transportation, lodging, meals, and entertainment. Home office expenses and job search expenses. This isn't a complete list, so be sure to refer to IRS Publication 529 called Miscellaneous Deductions for more information. The last three categories of expenses that I mentioned related to travel, working at home, and searching for a new job have special requirements, so let's dive a little deeper into what you need to know about them. If you're an employee and travel for work, you can deduct unreimbursed expenses for your hotel, airfare, ground transportation, and laundry services. But note that the cost of commuting between home and your job don't qualify as a deduction. Meals and entertainment are also allowable deductions, but you can only deduct 50% of those expenses. To claim your travel-related expenses, you also have to complete Form 2106 and submit it with your tax return. If you use a part of your residence for work, you may be able to deduct a portion of your home expenses and depreciation. But here's the deal. Just doing some paperwork at home on the weekends doesn't count as having a legitimate home office. To qualify for this deduction, your home must be your principal office or a place where you meet customers on a regular basis for the convenience of your boss. For complete information, be sure to check out IRS Publication 587, called Business Use of Your Home. The last deduction I mentioned is job hunting expenses. If you're looking for a new job, you can deduct many expenses related to your search, even if you haven't landed a new job yet. But there's a catch. You must be looking for a job in your same field. So if you're trying to make a major career change, or you're hunting for your very first job, those expenses won't qualify for a deduction. Some examples of tax-deductible job hunting expenses include employment agency fees, resume costs and postage, and travel for interviews. Take a look at IRS Publication 463, Travel, Entertainment, Gift, and Car Expenses, for more information. If you fall short of having enough total unreimbursed employee expenses to meet the 2% income threshold, delay paying as many expenses as possible until the following tax year. Bunching up deductions in a single tax year instead of spreading them out over 2 years maximizes their value. For example, wait and buy new uniforms in January instead of in November or December. That way you give yourself the chance to accumulate enough expenses to claim the deduction next year. Or if you know you'll have plenty of job-related expenses to qualify for the deduction in the current year, prepay expenses, like professional dues or the cost of new tools. That way, you rack up as many money-saving tax deductions as possible. Bunching up expenses typically means you'll only qualify for a tax deduction every other year, but that's better than not qualifying for the deduction at all. Stay tuned for the final installment about deduction dangers to get links to everything I've mentioned, plus more resources. The show transcript is on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. And while you're there, get more money tips by signing up for the free Money Girl newsletter. Join the Money Girl Facebook page, connect with me on Google+, and follow on Twitter, where my username is @LauraAdams. To learn more about taxes and smart ways to manage your money, get a copy of my award-winning book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. You can even download 2 free book chapters when you visit smartmovestogrowrich.com. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. We'll be right back.